Previously on Algoa FM.
All right, it's about that time for Mythbusters. Now, he is a reality TV star, a writer, an actor, producer, and MC. Having worked behind the scenes, he's bagged a Lurie Award, and a Cannes Award too. And get this, season 4 finalist of Big Brother Mzansi. We want to know all the juice, that's why he's here. Please welcome to Algoa FM, Sabelo Ncube, or as popularly known, Papa Ghost. Welcome, Papa Ghost.
Hello, Miss Kia. How are you and all the listeners? How are y'all?
Oh, we are good. So happy to be talking to you today. I mean, word on the street, you spent a few years here in Gqeberha, in PE. Tell me about that.
Yes, I did. Absolutely the best years of my life. I was living there between 2008 and 2012. Mm. I went to NMMU and I literally found a lot of myself living down there. I love that place till this day.
Wow. So when are you coming to visit? You have to come visit now that you said that.
It's definitely a second home for me. And any little excuse I can find to come down to PE, I will be there in a flash.
Perfect. Listen, so I'm holding you to that.
To the people that run the scene, book me in PE. I will pull up.
No, I'm going to hold you to that. We're going to chat. Algoa Country, I must admit, I'm so excited to be talking to Papa Ghost. I want to hear how you ended up in the Big Brother house. What's the story behind that?
I mean, it's something I was curious about, but I never thought I would do. But my late father, he was always adamant that I should go to Big Brother. I will do great. I will win. You know, he was very encouraging, and he passed away in 2017, unfortunately. But when the audition poster came out last year, 4 different people sent it to me, and I was just like, okay, cool. This is a sign. It means I need to at least try. So I had a chat with my mom about it, and she was like, yeah, give it a go. You know, you never know what happens. And there I was, and here I am.
Wow. What a story, you know. And I mean, our listeners have come up with myths and questions about Big Brother. I feel like you're the perfect one. You're the perfect one to buzz these ones. So are you going to dish out the gossip? Are you ready?
Look, I'm ready. I'm ready to spill the beans.
Yes! That's what I want to hear. So the first myth was that the Big Brother Mzansi house is not an actual house, but it's a TV set, you know, so there's lights and this and that. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody's sitting on the edge of their seats.
We are.
Because, yes, it is true. It is a TV set.
What?
It's a TV set in the sense that a TV set is anywhere where you set up cameras and film.
Yeah.
But insofar as the house itself, I always say that the house is the main character of the show.
Mm.
It is an actual house. You are actually in a house. There is no exit door except the door that opens on a Sunday when Lawrence is doing his job. You know.
Wow.
But you live in this house. And your whole life revolves around that house. You know the one end and you know the other end. The most you can do is go outside into the garden. There is no little escape tunnel where you can go out and just quickly look into the outside world.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Your whole experience there is based on your life and time in the house. So yes, it's a set in the sense that we're there on that in that particular space, but it's an actual house and there's like tons of cameras around, as you guys have seen.
And can you see the cameras?
Yeah. We can see them.
Because I always wonder if it's just like these little small cameras, you know, and they try and hide them. But clearly, from what you're saying, they're quite visible. Like, you know that they're there.
But trust me, you could put, like, a cactus in front of your door and not be allowed to move it, eventually you won't see that cactus.
And that brings me into the next myth as well, which is that people say you can never really be yourself because there's cameras 24/7. Do you feel like this is true, or at some point, like what you're saying, you eventually start easing into yourself?
I mean, you're cognizant of the fact that there's somebody who's watching you. Because of the environment, obviously, but given the amount of time and the amount of depth it takes to adjust in an environment where you don't know anybody, at some point, you know, or another, it totally does elude your mind that there's cameras and there's people watching. So in dealing with the human beings and, you know, one interaction to the next, at some point you do kind of just put it in the back of your mind or even forget. Mm. I think at times you even forget completely that there's cameras.
Wow.
Because you're so busy living. That is real life. What people see us doing in there, it is real. There's nothing that's manufactured. We don't pretend to fight when we fight. We don't pretend to laugh when we laugh.
Oh.
The experience is 100% authentic.
Wow. So you don't have producers kind of saying to you, okay, you must fight with so-and-so. And because, you know, people also say that there's producers in the back that are telling
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, absolutely none of that.
What?
I think our gym instructors, the bouncers at the club, at the party room, and the ninjas who are covered also. It's pretty much the only people we see while we're there. Other than the housemates. That's literally the only people you see.
Oh, my word. Listen, we're getting the juice here, by the way. We're really getting the juice here. And I mean, because you're all mic'd up, right? Another myth is that you're not allowed to whisper in the house. Is that true?
Okay, so for I think the purpose of the viewer, I don't even think the viewer would want to watch if somebody is speaking under their breath. And it's like, it's a pivotal moment in the whole gameplay. And it's a pivotal moment in the whole storyline.
Mm.
And now I'm sitting at home trying to be entertained, and I've totally missed that because this person is whispering.
Yeah.
I think from the perspective of the viewer, I wouldn't want anybody whispering in the house in the first place.
Mm.
And on top of that, it's not allowed. You're not really allowed to whisper in the house. You can share information with another person and keep a secret. That's up to you. But insofar as you whispering it, you can't do that.
Wow. So it's literally in the contract. Is it like in the rules? Like, do not whisper in the house.
It's in the rule book. It's in the rule book. Wow. You should not hide any. It's like trying to wear a camera so you can do something.
Yes.
Not speaking and being heard is the same thing.
Oh, I wish we had more time. I'm going to squeeze in this bonus myth, though. I'm going to squeeze in this last one. And that's that you
very
get
cool.
paid. You get paid to be on the show, even if you don't win. Now, as someone who didn't win, but a lot of people wanted you to win, did you get paid for being on the show?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say this. Out of all the myths that you've just asked me, I wish that this one was true.
Oh,
I wish it was true. I wish I left with a nice severance package from Big Brother. But it is a winner-takes-all game, and we all knew that going into the house that we're all here gunning for the big prize. If you did watch the show, you would have seen that you can win money along the way in the various challenges and games that they give us weekly. And you saw as well, Liema won like R250,000.
Yeah.
In the Fate Room. So you can win money even if you're not the grand winner. But insofar as, hey guys, thanks for participating. Here's R50,000, you know, for you to catch a taxi home. No.
Not even $50 to catch a taxi. That's wild.
Nah, they make sure you get home safely.
Okay,
but I'm just saying, like, they definitely make sure you get home safely. That whole production is some of the most professional and beautiful, beautifully orchestrated things I've ever seen. They're really amazing.
Wow. So you do it again?
Look, it would take a lot for me to do that again. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And I think the only part of me or the part of me that would want to do it again the most is the one that actually wants to win the money. Because I think that's what a lot of people misconstrued about me, is that I was not there to win the money. I was there for the money. I left my whole life.
Yeah.
I left my whole life behind because I wanted to win that 2M. So, yeah, I would go back and try and take a shot at the cash, but not in the next year or two. I don't know.
Okay, I hear you. I mean, Papa Ghost really came out and gave us some juice as well in the Big Brother house. Thank you so much. I do see that we did receive a voice note from one of your biggest fans. And if I'm looking closely, this is actually my sister. She's threatening me to play this. She's like, you better play this one.
Let's give it a listen.
Hi, Papa Ghost. This is Nettie, Gazari's sister. And I am literally one of your biggest supporters. I've been supporting you since day one on Big Brother. And I kind of bribed my sister to play this voice note for you on air, just to let you know that, you know, I'm still supporting you and I wish you nothing but the best. And you're amazing. Yeah, bye.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Wow. That is so cute. That is so cute, man. What's her name? Netty.
Netty, yes.
Yes. Oh, Netty, thank you so much. Thank you for, you know, staying along in the journey and supporting me still. I really, really appreciate that. Hit me up on my socials. I will follow you back. I will look at your life too. How about that?
Oh, my word. She owes me big time for that one, if you're going to give her a follow. Really?
For sure. For sure.
Oh, man, Papa Ghost, I wish we had more time just to kind of unpack. But I do want to ask you before I let you go, what's next?
Right now, I am in the midst of writing a little mini series that I'm hoping will be on your guys' televisions maybe early next year or very soon. If it could be next week, I would make it next week. But I'm currently working on my, you know, screenplay and also trying to kind of get myself ready for my directorial debut.
Wow.
So that's where I'm at. I'm trying to make television. I'm trying to make tell stories.
Yes.
And kind of take some names and faces along the way with me for the ride.
Yes. Listen, we are excited to be a part of your journey and just to watch you go all the way, take it to the top. As you can see, there are a lot of people that are behind you. So shout out to you. You're doing amazing, Papa.
Thank you so much, Ms. Kia. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. You must have a good one. Thank you so much for being on Mythbusters.
Thank you for having me. I'll be back to bust more myths. Back to the Ghost Pops. Shout out to all the Ghost Pops. You know, I got too much love for y'all.
Aw, have a good one.
All right. Cheers, Kia.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.